This is VOA News by I'm Diane Robbins. A grand jury in the United States state of Kentucky considering the March killing of Breonna Taylor, a black medical worker, in her home, voted Wednesday to indict one of three white police officers for wanton endangerment, the state's attorney general said. And crowds have already started gathering at the site of regular demonstrations against police brutality that have spread across the nation. The officer indicted was Detective Brett Hankinson, who faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted, the attorney general said at a news conference. Hankinson was with two colleagues when they shot into the apartment of 26-year-old Taylor, killing her in front of her boyfriend. The two other officers were not charged because the investigation showed under Kentucky law, they, quote, were justified in the return of deadly fire after having been fired upon by Kenneth Walker, end quote. That's Taylor's boyfriend. Science will guide our decisions. That is what the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said Wednesday as the agency decided whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Hahn said the decision will be made by career FDA scientists and pledged the approval process will be transparent and independent. The United States is moving forward with a plan to manufacture doses of some of the vaccine candidates currently undergoing trials. This is so doses can be made available to the public quickly if and when they are approved. Dr. Robert Redfield, who is director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told the lawmakers the country has experienced an average of about 40,000 new daily infections and 800 deaths during the past week. This is VOA News.